This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Welcome to episode 33, John Wick 3 from 2019. Now, this is the final movie of the franchise of John Wick. And, of course, you guys know that on Monday, this Monday, at 9 p.m. Eastern, we were going to be doing the John Wick ranking of the franchise. So, Nate, are you ready?
That should take us a whole 10 minutes, maybe. There's only three of them. Thank you. <Yeah, laughs> It ain't gonna take very long. I'm ready. This was my first time watching this at home. First time watching it on 4K. Saw it multiple times at the theater. Two. It's possible it was three, but I think it was two. So I've seen it a couple times. I was looking forward to it, though, for this review. I love doing these. I love doing these scoring. Our scoring system makes watching these action movies a lot of fun. So,
yeah, you know, it's funny. This movie I've seen three times in the theater.
Okay.
I seen it three times. One of them was in the Adobe X something where the seats rumble when it's like Matt Basie. I don't know if you've seen the movie like
that. We have Adobe Cinema here. We have a couple.
Yeah. So I guess that's what it is. Like, has like 20,000 speakers in your ear.
Yes.
That is the best way to watch John Wick movie. Let me tell you. That's why I had to see it three times in that exact theater. But anyway, for those of you guys that are watching the YouTube, on the replay on YouTube, please hit the like button. If you enjoy this video, please hit those notification bells so every time we are live Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And of course, when we drop movie reviews and our 4K disc reviews throughout the week, you guys will be notified. So with that said, let's get right into the John Wick 3 box office numbers. Now, before we get this going, I'm going to have Nate guess this. So what do you think this is, buddy?
This is our new feature where I try to guess how much money this made. I only guess U.S. because that's where I live. I don't try to guess worldwide. Now, I was very close first two times. If I remember correctly, the first one was in the 40-ish range.
41.
And the second was in the 80-something range, near 90.
Yeah.
By that math, they have doubled each time. So by that math, I will continue the trend. And I will say that this movie made $172 million US. That is my guess. I'm going to guess slightly less than double 89 or whatever it was. So 172.5. That's my guess.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. But all right. So let's check out if Nate is actually right and will he win the car behind the door?
Come on. With that said,
here we go. John Wick, Chapter 3, 2019, box office numbers. Domestically, this made, are you ready, Nate?
Oh, shoot.
$171,015,687. Dude, you were off by $1 million, dude.
Oh, my gosh. That's the closest I've ever been.
That is the closest you've ever been.
I felt like it was the trajectory, you know, like this one made 40, then it doubled. I was like, why can't it double? This was packed when I went to see it. I remember. So, it was okay. Look at me go.
Yeah, but so far successful. International, $156,266,092. It's pretty big.
So this is the biggest both in America and international.
Yeah, for a worldwide total of $327,281,779 with a budget of $75 million. This thing is successful. That's what they're doing and five. So,
this is John Wick 300 million. That's what they call it. That's a big number. Look, that's a big number. And it's way more than either of the first two. Once again, the U.S. was the main, you know, a lot of times you get these movies where the international total is higher than the U.S. now. But not in this franchise. The U.S. is the more every single time, but it's starting to grow here and overseas. So very interesting. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, so let's get right into the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, yeah. Now, you guys know already, these first two movies had fantastic, both critics and audiences.
Oh, wait, but I got to guess. I have to guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember, I have to guess.
That's right.
So, critically, this movie was 92 certified fresh, And the audience score, I will give it a, oh man, I don't want to go higher than a 90. I'll give it an 89.
89. Okay. Yeah. Well, those are safe guesses. Just for the people playing along at home, John Wick 2 had an 89 and an 85. So, okay, you know, you're in the ballpark, and you're in the ballpark with the correct answers, because this one, just like John Wick Chapter 2, had a critical score of 89%.
Oh,
Tomatoes.
Jesus.
So 3% off. And for the audience scores, it had an 86%.
It was an
80. So I think you're 3% off on both. Yeah. So, yeah, these everyone loves these. The critics love them. The people love them. Everyone loves them, because those are very good Rotten Tomato scores, both.
Yeah, I mean, critically, yes. I mean, so far it was so good. We haven't gotten a nasty review yet.
The lowest one was the first movie at 86. So
wow, that's low.
That's the lowest. Yeah,
those are higher than DC movies.
89.
DC movies can't even sniff those numbers. Jesus. All right.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we already know what happened here. We don't care about no Rotten Tomatoes. We don't care about the critic scores, and we don't even care what the people have to say. You people are here to watch what we have to say on John Wick Chapter 3. So, with that said, let's start this off with lead character John Wick, Nate.
All right. So, it's not controversial, but this will be the first one where my score is a little different. I gave him a 5 in the first movie. I gave him a 5 in the second movie. This will be the first time I will not give him a 5. Spoiler alert. Mm. Now, relax, because I'm not going very far down. But I don't know. You know what? Rewatching these all like close together, it was interesting, because this is the first time I watched them like within a week of each other, each one. You know what I mean? When we watch these movies, I watch them about a week apart, typically. That way I don't get sick of them. Not that I get sick of this, but like Terminator, for example. Like I had to space them out. So I watch them about a week apart. It was interesting to see his progression. In this movie, I felt like there was a slight lack of progression, in my opinion, of the character, just of John Wick. First of all he's just on the run the whole movie, right? This is a movie where John Wick is on the run because of what happened at the end of the second film. Everyone's out to kill him. The first 30 minutes, he barely talks. He barely does anything. All he does is fight guys and run away. It's awesome fighting. Don't get me wrong. It's incredible. The action scenes, and we're going to get to them later. Great. But as a character, we're scoring the character. This one, he has the least moments of true character, in my opinion. You do have the scene in the desert with the leader of the high table, you know, with the finger. I like that. That was good. But it's one scene, as opposed to the other ones, I felt like had multiple moments for him to really kind of develop the character. And he doesn't get pissed off until the very end. And I love it, because the exact line is, Lawrence Fishburne asks him if he's pissed off. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So that made it to, I'm going to give him, this is close, a 4.5. I think he's just a little, in this movie, he's a little less, he does a little less character-wise. And this one focuses on like a lot of people. You know, like Halle Berry's character has like a role, and then you have they introduce a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah.
And he almost gets sidelined at moments where that didn't really happen in the first two movies. So a 4.5. This is my least favorite interpretation of him.
You know, I don't know. I thought they gave a lot more background to him, because you got more with him and Sophia's character, which is Halle Berry. So you knew he had a blood oath marker for her, and we really don't know why.
But I still don't know what he did.
Yeah, and that's the mystery of the damn thing. It's like, what the hell? Like, first of all, this dude got the blood oath marker, and I was like, oh, crap. I was like, so I guess someone owes him a debt. So he used it. So I said, okay, that's cool. So that's like that background there. And I don't know. I just felt like they tapped into him a little bit more, because we got to see more of him and Angelica Hudson's character, because he was with them a lot, and she called him Jonathan, like Jonathan. And
yeah, you also find out his real like Russian
his real name,
whatever his
Russian name is,
Giardino or something crazy like that.
Yeah, Giovanni.
Giardino Giardondo.
Yeah, so you had that. I felt like you got more of the background of John Wick, because you got to see where he came from. So now he was you know, put together by the Russians, and then you got the Sophia character. So I don't know, to me, and then you got the High Table, but that's totally different. But you could see that he is a big dude, and because even the High Table guy was just like, they knew John Wick. Like, he was just like, right, you know, we ain't going to kill you. All you got to do is just cut your damn ring finger off. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. All he has to do is that. Like,
right,
you're taking off the damn dude's fingers. I was like, that's stupid. But I was like, whatever. I gave him a 5. I like the progression on the John Wick. I like that he starts off hurt. It's not like he was all right. He and the dog, I mean, it take point right him running. So I was like, that's awesome. But let's get right into main villain.
Yes, that's you.
Oh, yeah. So main villain. So to me, everybody's the main villain because this one, there's a $14 million hit on the guy and everyone is out to get him. But we do have to pick one person, and we decided to pick the guy. What's his name? Marco DeCalzo?
DeCascos.
Yeah, that guy. So with him, I will say is I enjoyed him. He was a very good villain. He was a very ninja. Yeah. I love that he's eating sushi. He was a sushi chef when they first got up to him. And I kind of liked that. That was pretty cool. I like that he was like that. I like they brought the ninja element to John Wick. Because I feel like every movie, there's something. We got the bums in part 2, right? Because that's when they introduced Lauren Fisher and the Bowery King. Now we got ninja assassins. And I was like, this is freaking badass. So I'm like, this is pretty cool. I like his character for that. I like the fight between him and John Wick at the end. Thought that was a pretty cool fight scene between the two characters. I thought, you know what? I liked him a lot. I gave him a 5. I gave him a 5. I think he was a pretty good villain. He was really believable. He wasn't a corny villain. Like, we've been watching a lot of corny villains. And I don't think he fell under that umbrella of corniness. Like, his acting was really good. His fighting was really good because he did his own stunts. You could tell.
Yeah.
And I think everything stars aligned for the villain. So I gave him a 5.
Nice. Okay, yeah. I'm a little below that, but I did really enjoy him in this.
We're back to normal, man.
Yeah.
Generous Al is back.
That's right. That was 1 week. We had 1 week of Generous Nate. That was it.
Yeah.
I did like him, though. But we're not that far off. I give him a 4. I thought he was good. I like he's the first in this series who can go up against John Wick and last more than 5 seconds before dying. You know what I mean? He could fight him one-on-one. The henchman fight, though, was way better when those two dudes are fighting him. They're like throwing him through all the glass. Oh, my gosh, it was so sick. Plus, I love where they fought. Like, I love the visual of that big screen and the glass and everything. It's awesome. But he's funny in this. You know, like, when the adjudicator first goes to him, he's speaking, like with a Japanese accent. And then all of a sudden, he speaks English, like, perfect American English. Once he knows who she is, he drops the sushi guy act.
the sushi guy.
And I love the scene where when they're in the Continental and they can't fight, and he comes and sits next to him, and he sits so close to him, he sits like right almost like on his lap. And then John Wick gets up and moves to the other chair, and he's like, I'm such a big fan, like, you have not disappointed, blah blah blah. I love that part. I think it's great. I thought he was really good in this. The only reason I gave him a 4 and not a 5 is because there's no backstory to him, so I'm not fully invested with the character. And also, even though he's the only one who fought him, he didn't have, like, I don't know, there's something missing as far as just, like, that real big-time threat. You know what I mean? And then the villains in John Wick, for me, I've given all of them, I gave Santino a 3, but I gave the first guy a 4, too. None of them have blown me away yet. Maybe in 4, you know, depending what happens with a certain character that turns at the end here, maybe, you know, we'll get that first one that's like, ooh, that's real close to home. But as such, I gave it a 4.
Hey, there ain't no problem with that. Now, action scenes.
5. No, we don't mess around here. We don't mess around here. We're not here to yank your chain or anything like that. these movies have the best action in them of all modern action films. It is what it is. Fight me about it if you don't agree. It's true. I promise you it's true. And this one, you're right, Alex. This is the first one that really introduces a real Asian influence. You know, it's the first one that has like ninjas and swords and like, you know, stuff like that. The other ones don't really have that. A lot of gunplay in the other movies. And if you watch them close together, it's interesting to see the progression of the style of action. This one has more heavy on hand to hand than it is with guns in the other movies, which I like. I love like the hand to hand mix, right? And this one is brutal. This one's more violent than the other ones, in my opinion. That scene where he stabs that dude in the eye with the knife, real slow, is like it's gory. It's almost like a something from a horror film. I love the part where he throws the axe at the dude's head at the beginning. The whole knife fight scene is awesome when there's like throwing knives at each other and stuff. Love it. They got motorcycles this time, motorcycles with swords. We got horses. This movie gave us maybe the most iconic image of John Wick, which is John Wick riding through New York City on the back of a horse. This was like everywhere online. Everyone was posting the pictures of it. It's great. It's beautiful. It's well shot. You can see everything that's happening. Once again, the dogs, Halle Berry and the dogs. There's such a good mix in this. This one has the best mix of different styles of action. I absolutely love it. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to hold my tongue. It's absolutely 5. It's crazy because I always say is that if a movie escalates the action and story, then it's a successful franchise. And this movie proved that you can continue this franchise and people will still flock to the theater to see it as long as you give it what people want. More of the mystery lore of the entire Assassin War. You give us a little bit, like a drug, you give us a little bit, we'll go. We'll go. As long as you give us little bits and pieces of how this assassin world works. And that's what they're giving us. And in this movie proved it. With the fighting, we got the ninjas coming out of the blue. And they were ninjas, bro. Like, I couldn't even hear them on my Atmo sound when they fell. All you heard was
tuk. Yeah.
Like, I was like, holy crap, I didn't hear nothing. I was like, that's awesome. He slapped the horse's ass to kill the dude. I mean, CGI to this. I mean, of course, the CGI. But you know what? Who cares?
It looked good enough.
Yeah. I mean, again, you said it. And you're right. I think this is the most iconic look of John Wick is on that horse because he's all bloodied up and he's like on the run, riding through the streets of New York. And you're right. That and him on the motorcycle fighting with the swords. Yeah. I think that's the iconic, like that's the two big iconic, scenes right there. And for me, the action elevates. Like you say, it went from gun fu to like, just now straight no holds barred. It's a kung fu now. Yeah. Like he just went straight fighting Asian people. We got an Indian. Like I didn't even know the high table.
He fights the basketball player, Boban Marjanovic at the beginning. That big 7 foot. Yeah, that was amazing.
Was it Koff McGraw, right? When they fight with anything in their hand.
That scene is brutal too. That's what I'm saying. It is brutal. So violent.
Yeah. My favorite scene in the movie. And I know people are like, are you serious with that? I love when he's running through the warehouse. And he starts to put together the gun, the revolver, and he's taking the pieces. Yeah, yeah. And then he puts that one bullet that took like a big, thick bullet in there. And then he shot the one guy and then he just left the gun there. I was like, dude, you did all that work just to shoot one dude. Like, I loved it. It was like that. It was just so amazing on how tactically trained he is to put pieces of guns together to get out of a situation. Like, he just used one bullet and knew this gun ain't going to work. Let me just take that piece of a gun, put them together, and make the John Wickness gun, an exotic gun. And I was like, that is crazy. I was like, that is awesome. I gave it a 5. Let's get right into storyline. Now, the storyline, I enjoyed the storyline. I think this storyline was way better than 2. We talked about it. 2 had a good storyline. I didn't give it a 5. I don't think I gave it a 5, but...
No,
I didn't.
I didn't either. I think we both gave it a 4.
A 4? Yeah. I wasn't too crazy with that storyline. This storyline, I enjoyed a lot because it was a simple premise. You got $14 million to kill this guy. It ain't nothing crazier than that. Like, there's nothing big. You got some side plots here. You know, you got the high table crap. But the biggest storyline to this is the turn of Winston. John Wick took a bullet for this guy to save the Continental. And at the end, the father of fathers, he thinks that it's a father of his because we all thought that was his father. You know, he treated him like a son. You know, he goes, Jonathan, don't do that. And he did it anyway, like a father. I'll give you an hour to start running. And then after the hour, I'm going to do the phone call. Just like a father. He was like a father figure to John Wick. To stab him in the back, to get the whole theater, because my whole theater was so shocked. I was stunned. My jaw dropped. I was like, this motherfucker shot this dude off the... Like, this dude did everything humanly possible to save this man's continental, to backstab him. I said, this is why I enjoy watching action movies. Because this is the shock factor that I love. Like, yeah. Now he knows the hell that's going to come. I mean, I hope the movie do not start with this guy. I want to see John Wick on the table, like being operated on, and like months later or a year later, training back, you know, his training. Cause that would be awesome to see how John Wick trains, like, so he could get back his accuracy and all that shit. I'm cool with that in John Wick 4. But the hell that this guy's gonna bring with the Bowery King, it's going to be one of the most brutal movies. I'm gonna say it right now. It's gonna be a brutal ass movie. And I gave this storyline a 5 because that twist was so huge. That shootout in the Continental with the shotguns that they had to go armor piercing was so awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I gave it a 5, dude.
Okay, very good. So I am, I agree with all your points. I think that turn at the end was awesome. You know, classic wrestling term, a heel turn.
Yeah.
You know, you got this guy you think is a good guy, and then he's Hulk Hogan going to the NWO, and then you hate his guts. You know what I mean? Like, pretty good. Pretty good turn. I didn't see it coming. You don't see it coming, really. Now, there's a few things I don't love in this storyline. One, the adjudicator character. Do not like. Not a fan. Do not like her whole plot. I get why she's there, but do not like it. I do like the Winston turn. It's awesome. You're right. This one is, again, it's just a bunch of people trying to kill him. It's a contract. There's a hit on him. He's trying to escape. I wish they gave... It's a little muddled as far as, like, I wish they gave a little more explanation of who these people were to him. I like the vagueness, but at the same time, we're 3 movies in. It's like, you got to keep waiting to find everything out every time. So I guess in a way it's smart because they keep making you come back for the next movie. But while you're watching it, you're like, I have a few questions here and there. Either way, I think I gave the first one a 5 and I gave the second one a 4. And I still think the first one has the best total overall storyline. I gave this one a 4.5, just under, but better than 2. And I also don't like the very, very end. He should be dead. Let's be real. This man fell off a building.
No,
and
I get it.
It's hyper realistic, but come on. He fell a long way and he lived. So I was like, maybe they could have changed that. You know what I mean? Like, how he gets down there could have been a little different. Maybe he bounces off a few things and then hits the concrete. But he fell a ton of feet, falls off the tarp thing, then hits a railing like a fire escape. That could have killed him. Then he hits the concrete. It's like, come on, man. He should be dead. Anyway, 4.5. I really enjoyed it. It's awesome.
All right, overall.
So this one is, it's an awesome movie. I think it's easily the second best. I know we're not doing our rankings yet, but it's like second best, but also very close to the original. I like John Wick. I think he's 1% less interesting. I think the story's less interesting. I think the overall is a little, so I also gave it a 4.5. I got a lot of 4.5s here. And I know it's close, and I could just give it a 5, but in my brain, I'm like, I don't want to give it all the same scores as 1 because I think 1 is better. I think it's superior to me. So I had to give this just under, but this is better than 2 by a few points. So I gave it a 4.5. Look, you've expanded the universe at this point. We have new things we didn't know existed. Adjudicators. You meet the guy who's like the head of the high table or whatever. The mysterious desert man. You got Angelica Houston, who's like the queen of some weird Russian sect of assassins or whatever. You know, they're not the high table, but they like are cousins of the high table or whatever. You get Halle Berry, who I thought was awesome in this. I remember when I watched this and reviewed it on my podcast, one of my podmates like didn't like her in this. I'm like, you're tripping. She's awesome in this. She does great action. Her acting's good. I love Halle Berry in this. Plus she's gorgeous. They introduced this series is great. Okay. It's great. They keep introducing new things, but they don't go overboard. You know what I mean? They don't go overboard. It never gets too ridiculous while still being pretty ridiculous, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like, this is over the top, but it's not cheesy over the top, right? It's unrealistic, but it's not like outer space unrealistic, if that makes sense. So I love it. I love this franchise. 4.5.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy because I love one. And just because of what I'm about to give this score doesn't mean that this is going to topple one. I always said one has the best storyline because I always love origin story movies. And that was an origin story movie. It's street drama and action. But revenge. This one, yeah, and revenge. This one, I'm giving this a 5, a perfect.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm giving this a 5 is because you don't see that many third sequel this good. Because this could easily slot into 2. You could go John Wick 1 into John Wick 3 in any franchise. Like, this is like a sequel worthy movie. But this is your third freaking movie that outdid the sequel. You know, not many franchise could do that, where the third movie demolishes the sequel, not the original, because the original, everyone's going to say, is the best one out of everything. So you never get that. And this movie totally blows 2. I mean, I know a lot of people enjoy 2, but you cannot tell me that 3 stinks over 2. 2 had no good villain. The villain didn't even fight back. He just stood there eating a steak, antagonizing him until he shot him in the head in front of everybody. So, like, he didn't do shit. This one, the villains, everyone fought each other. This guy had to go through ninjas. He had to go through the ninja master, the sushi chef. He had to fight his ass. He had to fight
walk across a desert.
He had to walk across the desert until he passed out and he had to cut his finger off. He had to fight a SWAT team with bulletproof vests and figure out how the hell he had to kill them. So for me, I'm like, there was obstacle course. The storyline continued like a comic book. You just kept flipping the page and enjoying it. You had a great plot twist to the point that his boy, the one that the clerk, Mr. Ridley, what's his name? Derek Ridley. The one he goes, Mr. Wick.
The concierge?
The concierge guy. Yeah. To the point that his face was shocked when he started shooting him, going, oh, this dude's going to come back if he's alive. We're screwed because he knows what's going to happen now. So, look, with that, I gave it a 5. And that does not mean that I think this movie's superior than 1. I just think this one I enjoy. I watched this damn thing in the theater a lot of times. I watched this multiple times in 4K. So, and this is like, when we had to review this, I was like, yes, I'm okay to watch this again. As 2, where I was like, oh, crap. I got to sit through this San Antonio dude that doesn't do nothing. So, with that said, that is a 5. Total points, Nate.
22.5 for me. It's it's great. It's a great movie, a great third movie. You're absolutely right. A third movie that is better than the second movie. You're absolutely right. And a great continuation of the franchise, and a point where I'm still very interested in what happens in the fourth movie. You know, sometimes there are franchises like this where the only one, you know what, when you were talking, the only one I could think of where 3 I thought was way better than 2 is like Mission Impossible. I think Mission Impossible 3 is way better than 2. And other than that, it's like John Wick. There's not a lot where 3 is better than 2, and then they keep getting better. These, I feel like they could be on that path where like 4 could be even more awesome and 5 could be a great capper. I hope they stop at 5. I personally don't want them to make like 30 of them, but I love it. Yeah, so it's a 22.5.
Yeah, look, I gave it a perfect 25 out of 25. I think this is a worthy sequel to a franchise. And you said it's not many. I mean, there's not many franchises out there that the third is better than 2. There's none.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I'm thinking right now on top of my head, and I'm trying to scan. Die Hard 3, yeah.
It's better than Die Hard 2.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you can say, Die Hard. I don't know if Lethal Weapon 3 is better than Lethal Weapon 2.
I like Mission Impossible 3 a lot better than Mission Impossible 2.
Wait, that's the one they introduced Rene Russo, I believe. Lethal Weapon 3. That's the one with the armor-piercing bullets. That was okay.
And Joe Pesci was in.
Well, he was in all. He was in 2 also.
Oh, he was in 2. That's right.
Yeah. You know what? No, 2 was really good too. But anyway,
But anyway,
there's not many of them.
It's rare where 3 is like way better than two.
Yeah, so you're right. It's going to escalate. And I don't care how much movies they could go into. They could keep going to My Man Goes Gray. I'm all right with it. But with that said, look, that's a 25 for me. Nate got a 22 and a half. There you go, Nate. You know what to do.
All right. So that is the last of the John Wick movies. So guess what? We will be doing our rankings live this coming Monday on Levels of Geeks here on YouTube. And we are going to give our three movie ranking. I'm pretty sure you guys already know how it's going to go, but that's okay. We're still going to do it. And then we'll be moving on to our next franchise. And this is one that I haven't watched a couple of these movies in a long time. We're going to be doing Sylvester Stallone in the Rambo franchise. I have only seen First Blood Part 2 and Rambo 3 one time each. The other ones I've seen one multiple times. I've seen Rambo multiple times. And the last one I saw recently because it was new. So I haven't watched those in years. So interesting to see. I know Alex is a big fan of this franchise. So,
yeah,
you know, for me, it was Terminator that I picked because I love it. For him, it was Rambo that he really wanted to do. So we're going to be doing the five Rambo films starting next week.
Yeah, I'm very looking forward to those. Definitely because, again, I haven't seen those in the new packaging. I've seen the original packaging, so I'm going to start watching them from the Steelbook.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it in 4K at all. So I'm
looking forward. Yeah, then you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be really cool. Yeah. But again, guys, if you want to follow us on all our social media platforms, follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out him and his friends' podcast called NateFlix Movie Reviews over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. And of course, anything Levels of Geeks, check us out on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Levels of Geeks, across the board. And of course, check out our website, levelsofgeeks.com, where we have merch. And we got a merch, game cast, all our podcast episodes, videos, and audio versions. And of course, our movie reviews, articles that we put up, also written, not video. But again, that's it. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I hope you enjoy episode 33. John Wick, Chapter 3, 2019. And for those of you on YouTube, please hit that like button on notification bell so every time we go live Monday and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. and our videos drop weekly, you guys will be notified. Till then, be awesome to each other and geek out.